Hello, folks. It's your boy, B. Mead.
Chef Rockport.
And Hen Rocks.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
The Coffee Squad.
That's right. We're here to bring you all of your coffee-related business.
As well as the unrelated, because, hey, we talk about everything. It's a podcast.
Yes, sir. We have joined the cast of pods here on our very special show, Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Clink it!
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Sickles, ladies and gentlemen? You've joined us on another installment of our lovely show, The Coffee Squad, in your ear again.
Where we don't aggravate, we podcastinate, then we caffeinate.
Okay. Hey,
look, like a little remix there.
Yeah.
Now, little P. Diddy action.
I know Chef Rockport is over there like, hey, you got Warner, brother, when you do that.
I was all holding my breath ready for it. Don't ask.
Oh. Oh,
man. All right. So before we get started real quick, we have a special guest. He had made a debut months ago, but you guys didn't get to hear because he was on our ghost episode.
He made a debut, and we had a snafu.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he was on two whole episodes, and it just didn't come out, but that's all right. We're making it up by inviting again. Hilla!
Yeah.
Y'all had my best work on the last one.
We'll keep that in mind. We'll keep that in mind with this one.
You say that now.
Yeah, I say that now. I don't know what'll happen.
All right, so as is tradition, we begin our episode with the bean.
With the bean. And as you know, we are from North Carolina, Charlotte to be exact. And today we are sipping on, well, first of all, we went to Mint Hill Roasting Company.
Yeah.
Mint Hill Roasting Company Coffee House out in Mint Hill, which is basically another subdivision of Charlotte.
Just east of Charlotte. North
Carolina, yeah. Shout out to Kevin and Annette, the owners of Mint Hill Roasting.
Yes, we hope to get them on an episode.
Absolutely.
You know, if we can, you know, make our way through all this pandemic stuff and safely get it popping. We hope to get them on an episode. So today we are sipping on their medium Guatemalan bright acidity and a medium body are complemented with milk chocolate, caramel, and almond flavors. I like to say caramel. Don't judge me.
I do too.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It is. But there's always an argument on how it's said.
I know.
It's the same thing. Milk chocolate, caramel, and almond flavors.
There we go.
You can reach them at www.minthillroastingcompany.com. Hit them up. You might want to get you some. They, you know, get you some coffee and partake of, you know?
Yeah. So, speaking of getting the sun, go ahead.
We ain't wasting no time.
Yeah, I gotta give you a kudos. I gotta give you kudos while you do that on your pronunciation of the word acidity.
Hey. Yeah, I was struggling there a little bit.
There's two A's in caramel.
Say so
you're good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'm not pouring another man's
cup. I'm about
cup.
To say, man, we can't.
As a man, you got to pour your own.
Yeah, I learned that.
Well, see.
Well, you
seeing
know,
as where
guest.
You were
you're
sitting.
Not a guest.
Yeah, you're
there
a guest.
You know. Yeah, okay.
You seeing where you were sitting in, mm-hmm. you know, disposition to the pot, I went ahead and poured yours.
Yeah.
This dude going to get his own.
Yeah. I learned mine the hard way. Had a whole video on it.
Also, I baked some maple sugar cookies. But while I was making them, I completely forgot that they were sugar cookies and not regular cookies, and so I just put them in a big old ball on the baking pan.
Unfortunately,
yeah. So we basically got maple biscuits. They just stayed in some big lumps. They got icing and sprinkles on it.
Yeah, I can't wait to dig in on that though.
Yeah, but let's try this bean first.
It's kind of hot though, right?
Yeah, man, just melt your lips a little bit.
I know.
Just a little bit.
Take the grandma sip.
That's right. Curl your mustache in.
All that's going to be left is my mustache. Like this, hell yeah, bro. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's got a good flavor to it.
Absolutely. So it was brewed a little bit light, but the flavors are still there.
Yeah,
still
it doesn't taste too light.
No, it's not harsh at all. Very yeah. sippable.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
I got some citrus.
This is one you could just keep to your lips, to be real with you. Yeah. Not on your lips. You don't want to melt them off, but
yeah,
you can just keep the cup right up here.
Yeah.
Like it's a microphone. Yes.
Serious discussion.
This is one of those cup of coffees where it just stays right up here while you're talking to people. And yeah. you looking at them and you see steam coming up over your face. It's opening up your sinuses a little bit. The steam.
Yeah, I get some caramel with this one.
I'll tell you what this is to me, man. You know how if we're talking about characters from like the Peanuts, you know how Linus was like always just chill, always in the background. Eventually, he'll get involved. You know, he might snap somebody with the blanket. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's generally just chill and involved. That's what this is. It's nothing too harsh. The flavors are there. He's definitely there in the presence of the Peanuts party. He might even be the one playing the piano. He's giving you these melodies.
And then Schroeder ain't letting Snoopy nowhere near.
Right. This is very, very chill brew. This is very chill brew.
I don't think Schroeder's let anybody near his piano. Not even Linus.
Well, yeah, that.
Yeah, Linus would be snapping, though, with that blanket in his head. Right? Yeah, I saw some Peanuts movie, where there was some bullies messing with the Peanuts, and Linus snapped.
Tore him up.
Snapped.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones'd him.
Yeah, with a blanket.
Yes.
And then put the thumb back in his mouth.
I tasted one of these cookies, man. It's not bad.
Does it taste like a cookie, though?
It does taste like a cookie.
Cookie, we talking about? I thought these were sugar biscuits.
Sugar biscuits, sorry. The sugar biscuits, pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's maple all day.
You put maple in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you just said that.
Thank you for paying attention.
I'm trying to ignore, you know?
he can't have any. He's on the carnivore diet.
So the next time, whenever you know Rockport decides to make some meat biscuits, then you know
we're in the game. Listen, I can
eat those all day.
You gonna eat my meat biscuits?
I'll eat your meat biscuits all day.
What kind of leavening do you need for a meat biscuit? You know,
just a hamburger patty, basically. Right?
I need beef powder.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You gotta boil them. You know what I'm saying? And beef broth. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing around. Put some bacon sprinkles on it. Oh,
yeah. Just make a meat cake.
Meat cakes, yes. Yeah. I make a mean meatloaf, man.
Okay.
And I love to make the meatloaf, and then when I slice it up, you throw it in the pan and fry it so it gets crispy on the sides.
You can't put bread and all that stuff in there, like the breadcrumbs. So
yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me pause y'all for a second. So I'm eating this cookie. The cookie is delicious. It's sweet. It's not too sweet, but it's balanced and has all the right components of a sweet, tasty dessert. And then I follow that up with the black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's so delightful. The thing about me is, after I have sweet, 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 I have to balance that out with something that's not sweet. And I'm gonna tell you right now, this coffee is just perfect, man. It has that.
Ooh. Hit me with a little more of that, real quick. I wanna throw some.
The baby blanket.
Yeah, sorry, no. No.
Oh man. And then we do have one more thing to try. That Hen Rocks has brought to the table. Literally. Yeah,
literally brought to the table. Messy Beard Stout Beer Coffee and Molasses Barbecue Sauce. Saw the stout beer in the coffee, immediately was like, I gotta cop this. According to this, tastes great on brisket, ribs, steaks, and burgers.
Man, my mouth is watering. I'm ready for this burger. These cookies are amazing with this coffee. They go perfect, you know.
Yeah, but see, I'm eating this cookie right now. Pause. And, you know, I got to specify what cookie I'm eating.
I'm eating this cookie, the
maple cookie right now. And then with all this sweet, I'm going to bite right into that burger.
Yeah, so
he got to cut up and quart it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's ready to go. So I did the like garlic butter kind of thing on the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Got some bacon on there. And then some processed American cheese. Normally, I don't mess with that, but that's... That's what I had on hand, so that's what I put on there.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the messy beard barbecue sauce. So
I would also like to point out, as you're grabbing yours, Chef Rockport, the second listed ingredient is the stout beer. So this should be very, very coffee heavy up front. Oh no, the baby blanket. I picked, folks, I literally picked mine up.
It's all right.
Folks, I literally picked mine up and immediately there's some drip on the baby blanket. The baby blanket will have a messy beard.
My bad. Let's switch napkins. I just handed B Meads a paper towel and my burger
it's
kissed.
A lot of mess going on.
A lot of drip going on.
Yeah, it kissed his paper towel.
Hey, folks.
I need a little more salt.
Man, if you're thinking of doing a podcast,
pal,
do not use a white baby blanket tablecloth.
Don't do it.
We had to improvise. We're missing some things right now.
At least
now.
Make sure it's not a precious.
Yeah, things are out of place, but that's all right.
Because this blanket is no longer precious.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
This kind of tastes like steak sauce.
Kind of, but I do get the coffee notes, mm-hmm. the stout notes of the
stout beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
That is quite tasty.
This is quite foxable.
Mm-hmm.
190%.
Mm-hmm. Not even possible. We can keep it over here. You can save it for a cooking episode.
I might need
let that weather heat up again. We save it for a barbecue episode.
What? Bro, I barbecue when it snows out. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't wait on the best time to barbecue.
So we don't wait on the mother nature.
Yeah.
Excuse me, folks. I'm over here trying to delay the messy beards.
Did you eat it with the coffee though? Did you sip the coffee after you got the
That's taste what
though?
I'm about to do right now.
Mm. Man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm satisfied. Can I go to sleep now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go to sleep?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, mm-hmm. Can you go to sleep? I'm drinking coffee, like, can I go to sleep?
The messy beard gave him the fleeps.
Yeah.
The fleeps.
That's the level above sleep, y'all.
It is.
When you fleep, don't nothing disturb you. Your phone could be on the loudest notification sound, and people could be calling you 50 times while you sleep. You ain't waking up.
I'm going to fleep.
Fleep.
I guess that's the title of this thing here.
So I kind of jumped the gun and put some heavy cream in this.
How did that go?
It's delicious. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I can taste the chocolate and the caramel.
Uh-huh.
So does everybody want to try it?
Yes.
Or no?
Yeah. I'm going to say,
thank you.
In its original form, I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. Because it's very sippable, and as it's cooling off, it's getting better and better.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a follow with an 8 as well. I agree with those notes.
Yes. 8 for me, it's a very easy drink, but the caramel comes through nice and thick, and this being the fall time, caramel is a prime flavor in the fall. So we are right on point with this one.
Yeah.
I would give it an 8. Also, but a 9 with the cream.
I'm also gonna say
I haven't tried it with the cream yet.
I'm gonna say either an 8.5 or a 9. I haven't decided yet. Following the cookie, as B Meads was talking about earlier as well.
It was good, man. The cream took it up a notch.
Yeah, it did. It brought out everything.
I'm gonna give it overall. I'm gonna give it a 9. I say I bump it up to a 9.
Very good.
You could do some things with this coffee. You could drink it plain. Mm-hmm. You could add some creamer or some heavy cream. You could probably sweeten it with honey.
Irish cream would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got some over there. Oh yeah. Sorry, I forgot. Carnivore diet, my bad.
You stay prepared though.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, yeah, I got that.
I keep everything around. So man, so check this out. I was thinking that this episode we could talk a little bit about road trips.
Oh man,
road trips.
The things I miss. Road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only really, but the thing about me is like I'm so boring. I've only really had a few. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to up that, and I've really only had a few. But I'll let you go ahead, since you brought that up, I'll let you go ahead and usher that in, and then we'll get into that.
Okay. So me, I love long drives. Mm-hmm. I always have, you know, I'm a car guy, you know, so I like to work on my vehicles and take them off road and, you know, take them for long 10-hour drives and stuff like that. So when I spent some time in California, I used to take my truck up into the mountains and just, you know, get crazy up there doing donuts in the snow and all types of stuff. So, but travel, I like that whole riding with folks, you know, making memories, seeing stuff, listening to music. Nowadays, obviously, you know, a lot of people just kind of spend time on their phone, but still, you know, you can do all types of things. We, the squad, went on a road trip last year. Mm-hmm. Up to Asheville. We did some filming up there and talked to some folks out there. That was a ton of fun.
Yes. Yeah. It really was.
Yes. Need to happen again.
If we had a longer amount of time, we could have done a little bit more. But because our time was a little, what was it? Like literally 2 days, one night. Mm-hmm. And it was like the day that we got there that night, and then literally the next day a couple of hours before we hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was like a one-day trip. It wasn't enough to take Asheville in, not in my opinion. Exactly. But I will say that I had fun in that 24-hour period. That was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having never experienced the mountains of North Carolina other than passing through them to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I'd like to do it again, but we got to get this pandemic out of the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. the roasters and the breweries we stopped at, it was really, really fun. And plus, Tupelo Honey was very good.
Oh, yes. Tupelo Honey.
Tupelo Honey is good, man.
Did I tell you guys? So, I don't want to down talk anybody, but I went to the Tupelo Honey here in Charlotte. Did I tell you guys about that?
No, not to me.
So, yeah. So the Tupelo Honey we went to in Asheville, that's the original location. It's amazing. Yeah. The chefs there are just out of this world. The stuff they put together, you know them, like, they had some kind of like jalapeno honey chicken wings and some crazy,
maple peanut butter ribs or something.
Peanut butter. I'm about to say, I can definitely vouch for the wings, the jalapeno honey wings.
Yeah, man, I had one of those.
I must know.
See, I've only ever had it here, so yeah. I can't compare. So I still think it's great.
Yeah. So well, good. I'm
so
glad.
I guess I need to go try it there.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a great experience, because I went to the one in Charlotte, and I think they were having an off day.
Mm.
You know,
so. Like the quality of the food or like the service.
Well, both. But I'm always I'm very patient when it comes to service. As long as they're not just outright being rude, I'm very patient. So if they take a while with the food, you know, I chill on that. I know most people don't. But, yeah, a lot of things that could have went wrong did go wrong. But the actual food itself, like I said, I think it was just an off day. Mm. But Tupelo Honey, the brand, I will recommend them any day and tell people to go visit the original location in Asheville, you know, because that spot right there was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
on our road trip. What are your favorite road snacks?
Beef jerky.
Oh yes,
that's what I was about to say. You gotta say snacks, man. Yeah, beef jerky. Honestly,
especially right now.
Oh man, see, I could have brought some.
Yeah, well,
yeah, man. I made some beef jerky 2 years ago. Went on a trip down to Georgia to go camping, and so I made two different flavors. So one of them was it was a Hennessy, and it was brown sugar Hennessy flavor. And then the other one was rosemary garlic.
Yeah, man, that already sounds delicious.
Yeah, that brown sugar Hennessy was so good. So good.
You had rosemary garlic left over to take back home. Brown sugar Hennessy didn't make it out there.
No, honestly, neither of them made it. Neither of them made it. I came back with like no beef jerky.
I gotcha.
But yeah, beef jerky is amazing. There's this one spot in, where is it? It's either New Mexico. I think it's Nevada, I think. Anyway, but it's this beef jerky place. I think it's called like Alien Jerky.
Hmm.
And so it's this big giant store, and they have like tons and tons of different flavors of jerky. Like anything that you can think of, they got the flavor.
They have like the beef jerky wall. I've heard of places like that, right?
Yeah. I'm still so all from the teriyaki, the black pepper, the red pepper, the, you know, made up flavors.
I can honestly made up say, flavors. Oh, man, let me tell you something. I did hear about, there was out in Concord, there was a place, I don't even know if it's still there, but there was an outlet.
Mm-hmm. It is no longer there.
It was a jerky place. Yeah. It was a literal place of jerky. I never went in it. I just saw it. It is. And I was like, are you kidding me?
It's no longer there. I did just search because we do have a challenge issued by one of my friends to do the Reaper jerky. Ooh. And I searched to see if I can get it. And the Concord Mills one is COVID closed. Unfortunately. COVID RIP.
Is it like completely RIP or just COVID RIP?
I would assume COVID RIP. I mean, Concord Mills does a decent amount of business, so I would assume COVID RIP. But I will look at the other locations. I'll make my way down and buy a bag of the Reaper jerky, and we'll film it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a big fan with Road Snacks. I'm a big fan of peanut butter crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Lance cookies, mm-hmm. Lance crackers,
Nipchi.
Yep.
Hey, Nipchi. I forgot about Nico. Nipchi.
Nico,
shout out to Nipchi.
ginger ale.
I will.
Ginger ale.
I didn't mean that. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to think. Like, there's so many different things you can qualify as snacks, but when you think about what you mainly eat when you're on the road,
for me, it will always be a beef jerky. And I just thought about this, a beef jerky and something with a crunch. So it'll probably be some kind of chips. Uh-huh. It's always got to be some crazy, ridiculous flavor. Yes. Like the Doritos with like the sweet and spicy chili.
That's the best one, man.
Or the the salsa verde.
Salsa verde, baby.
Or lima jalapeno Lays. So something crazy like that. Or, of course, the Voodoos, or like we tried earlier on an earlier podcast, the Red Eye by Zaps.
Yeah.
A bag of that and a bag of beef jerky will probably be my go-to road snack.
So, like, if you're talking about road snacks, what's, like, your favorite just trash fast food restaurant to stop at on the road trip?
Trashed food.
Yeah, just like, guilty pleasure type of fast food.
I think I would have to say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
That's because you playing with fire.
But here's the thing. I have strong guts. I got strong guts, so it's not a problem for me.
Okay, he's saying his bubblies are brolic, people. Okay,
That's right. And so I rarely eat Taco Bell. It's got to be one of them late nights out, feeling some type of way kind of thing. Hmm. Or I just haven't had it in a long time, and then I'm on the road.
Yeah, as Hella likes to call it, taco smell.
Yeah, it's definitely taco smell.
Leave you in that taco head.
Especially the one down the street. Hell. No, I mean, like, I guess... speaking of restaurants, like fast food restaurants that we don't have here in Charlotte, one of them would have to be White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever eaten at a White Castle?
Of course. I have. Yeah, of course. All I got here is the crust off.
Yeah, well, no, not really even. Not in Charlotte. Not Crystal.
No?
They're gone. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, don't say that to, you know, people that...
I'll say it to anyone's face.
Yeah, okay, do it.
If we're talking about ones not in the Charlotte area, I throw Raising Cane's in there.
I don't have any clue what that is.
It's basically four things. Chicken or chicken tenders, fries, biscuit, drink, get out. That's essentially it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about me, man. Like, if it's, I don't know, it's hard because, like, if it's trash, then I'm normally just not going to eat there. Because these days I don't see it that way. Like, I don't see it as, oh, that's a good place to eat, let me go ahead and stop here. Mm-mm. Just because I'm on the road. Mm-mm. Like, I could say, like, Checkers.
Oh,
but if I stop at Checkers, it's not like because I see it all. Let me go to this trash Checkers real quick. Like, I'm going there because I want what they got.
Yeah, exactly. It's that guilty pleasure.
Yeah. But if we're talking about fast food, period. No, just, I would have to say Wendy's, man. Like, Wendy's is clutch. For me.
Hilla's like, I don't know about that.
Looks like you only had some wrong Wendy's.
Down the street, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't Wendy's. That was Wanda's. You need to go to a Wendy's.
That was Wendell's.
Mr. Wendell, yeah.
That was Wendell's.
That was Wendell's. Yeah. That's you go to Wendell's. That's when the burger is round and the bread is square.
Say, wait a minute, how does this work?
I used to always trip off that as a kid. Like Wendy's, they got square burgers. You know what I'm saying? What if you went somewhere and the burger was round and the bread was square?
Say, wait a minute,
they got house bread.
I was just about to say, like when you're at home and you got no burger buns.
And you go up to the counter trying to ask him about it.
What's that brand of bread that has the little girl that's biting? Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread.
They got Wonder Bread.
Oh, cut it out. Be a burger.
And not even Texas toast.
Orange.
No, it's not. They don't even try to make it fancy like Texas toast. No, regular Wonder Bread.
Regular loaf bread. You get a hot dog and it's wrapped up in regular loaf bread. Just like mom used to make.
Oh, welcome to Wendell's.
Mr. Wendell,
somebody actually made that song.
Well, they did.
Well, shout out to Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, yo.
Yeah, man, listen, they're okay. So, hello. What about you?
What about me? What?
What was your favorite?
I said White Castle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he started with it.
He started with it, right? Yeah, well, he's getting ready to say something.
Yeah. That no matter how dirty the restaurant is, because I've seen some pretty bad ones.
Yeah.
Still got to get them sliders.
Yeah. You
know? Here's one. I got one now.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just recently started feeling this way. Steak and Shake.
Yeah, Steak and Shake's amazing.
Steak and Shake is amazing, but they are trash, bro. Like
their service. Remember the time me and you?
Their service and everything is just trash. It's like you get the good food, but it's just like everything that leads up to the food is just trash. And then they always have these little white checkered floors that are just disgusting. They're floor, like, do y'all even mop?
It's just
they just
grease.
Don't even mop. They just leave it
the
there.
The problem with Steak and Shake is that their milkshakes are not good and their name is Steak. I don't like their milkshakes. I just don't.
You don't know nothing.
No. The best milkshake, hands down, at a fast food restaurant. I mean, why you got to steal my thumb?
I thought you were
Cookout.
Listen. The Cookout has amazing shakes. I'll admit that. But just because theirs is good doesn't mean Steak and Shake is trash.
Yeah, it does.
You're ugly.
And plus, Steak and Shake has steak everything except steak fries.
That makes me so
angry.
That's why they trash. That's why they trash right there.
Mm-hmm. They got steak dog or steak franks. Mm-hmm. They have steak burgers.
Yeah,
they
stanks.
Have
stanks. You said steak franks. I said stanks.
Stanks. Yeah.
That's what you get. It'd be weird to call them franks.
They got stanks over at Wendell's.
Oh, well, you go to Wendell's and get you a stank.
Wrapped in Wonder Bread.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Not even toasted Wonder Bread.
No. Just wet, soggy.
Wet, soggy, orange bread.
Do you have anything you want to wrap us up with, Henrox?
Keep your eyes out for the messy beard and do not fear, because that sauce is delicious. Holla at your boy.
Rockport.
Caught me off guard. Get on to the store. Give a bendo. Don't get no windows.
That's right. Hilla, our guest, would you like to say something to the people?
They already said everything I was going to say. They stole all my ideas.
Perfect, man.
Yeah, sorry.
So, you're a genius. You're a genius.
Just learn to shut up sometimes.
No, it's okay.
Blurting out your ideas and stuff.
Cool bloody.
Hey, people. Go out there, Mint Hill Roasting Company, and get you some bean. Don't procrastinate.
Caffeinate.
You can find us on Twitter at The Coffee Squad with 3 E's. And find us on YouTube, Coffee Squad, 3 E's. Find us on Facebook, Coffee Squad, 3 E's. And Instagram, underscore. No. At The Coffee Squad, underscore. But make sure you got 3 E's in there.
Three
We're
E's.
The Coffee Squad with 3 E's.
Three
E's. There might be a lot of coffee squads out there, but we the only one that got a third E.
That's right.
The third E's for extraordinary. Fox with us.
Yeah.
So, my cup is getting low.
My cup is.
And the pot just got slayed. So we got to go brew some more.
Yes, sir.
My cup is on Sahara, so y'all behind.
So until next time, let's get some more, fellas. We'll see y'all later.
Clink it.
Yeah.
Jesus wept.
My bad, B.
You got to stop recording, right?
Yeah, he could edit this.
Yeah, we just let it.
Go ahead and let it flow out. And
it might be something at the end you put in, and he'll chop it off, and that'll be in there.
Oh, somewhere. No, it's fine, man. I don't care. That's all good with the stealing of the thought.